The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot. We have a wonderful show today with my friend Joe Jinks, one third of Brother Son, along with Greg Greenway and Pat Wichter. They are coming to the Art Center this Sunday night, April 13th, for a 7 p.m. concert. Welcome to the Art Spot, Joe.
Thanks, Art. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you, and really excited to have Brother Son coming back to the Chapel Hill Carver area to make their Art Center debut. And a lot of folks here in the area have already enjoyed your music and are telling the neighbors about what they're going to experience Sunday night. But perhaps let's start at the beginning about how Brother Son came together, because I knew you from your labor songwriting. Greg Greenway had a good thing going solo, and Pat Wichter. And then 3 years ago, back in 2011, you decided to throw in together.
Yeah, it actually began a long time before that. You know, there's this national organization in the folk world called the Folk Alliance International, and you were one of our first presidents, as I recall.
Indeed.
Executive directors, whatever they call it. Pat and I met at a Folk Alliance, the Northeast Regional Folk Alliance Conference, back in 2002, and we started doing some shows together, and we started sitting in with each other on recordings. I was doing a lot of harmony arrangements for Pat, and he was doing, you know, guitar arrangements for me. And then I had met Greg through the same community and done some work with him. And Pat and Greg had met independently at a festival. Maybe it was a Phil Oak song night, I think. And so they knew each other. And then in the summer of 2009, we all ended up together at a festival in Virginia. And we did some singing together. And a lot of our friends there just came up to us and said, "That was great. You guys need to do more of this." And we're like, "Yeah, it was fun." And they're like, no, you don't get it. That was something kind of next level. Like, you really need to figure out how to do this." And so we decided that we would talk about it. And we'd have we'd have some time to sort it out. Greg and I had a bunch of stuff on our solo calendars. Pat had a bunch of stuff going on. You know, it took us about 9 months to even schedule our first rehearsal. And so we were into the spring of 2010 before we even got together again. Then we did a couple days of rehearsal and a couple shows together just to try it out. And it seemed pretty good. So then we put 3 weeks of rehearsal on the schedule for the fall of 2010 and booked some shows into December of 2010 and January 2011. And by the time we got through with all that, you know, whatever thoughts we had about this being a side project were clearly put aside, because it was clear that this was going to become a center point for all three of us.
Indeed.
It was just a synergistic moment when three performers and writers and players with complementary skill sets managed to find each other amidst the chaos.
Well, we're sure glad you did. And from Brother Son's second CD, Some Part of the Truth, we're going to hear Lady of the Harbor.
From far away and distant lands, the tempest tossed with hopeful hearts and calloused hands, reached toward the light, the torch held high, and cast their gaze upon the Lady of the Harbor. And she welcomes them with open arms. She says, "Let my children shine on, O you Lady of the Harbor." And so it was with my own kin, they sailed from Sweden and from France and Ireland, their earthly cares packed in their bags. They cast their gaze upon the lady of the harbor, and she welcomed them with open arms. She said, let my children in, shine on, shine on, O you lady of the harbor. Now we're locking down the borders, and we're filling up the jails, and we say they don't belong. How conveniently do we forget that we've all come to sing the same sweet song. Chance to learn its sweet refrain. Oh, will we fall into our fears and turn our backs against the lady of the harbor? And she welcomes them with open arms. She says, let my children. Shine on, shine on, O you lady of the harbor. Shine on, shine on, O you lady of the harbor. Shine on, shine.
Welcome back to the Art Spot. Having fun today talking to Joe Jinks, Brother Son, and listening to the music of that trio. Before the break, we heard Lady of the Harbor from their second CD, Some Part of the Truth. Glad to have Joe on the line, and really glad to have Joe, Greg, and Pat, Brother Son, at the Art Center this Sunday night, 7 p.m., artcenterlive.org, 919-929-2787. Since we've heard one song from Some Part of the Truth, and we'll be hearing another, Pushing Stones, in a minute, tell us a little about making this CD and how things evolved from the first album to the second.
Sure. Our first CD, we intentionally recorded only the three of us playing what we would play live, and we did do it in a studio, but we recorded something that you know, a presenter or, you know, somebody who was basically auditioning us could pick up and go, no, this is exactly what they sound like. You know, there's nothing added to it. And we just felt like we wanted to make a simple statement as a trio that this is who we are. And we didn't want to embellish on it. We just wanted it to be clean and simple and truthful. And then, you know, as we were working on arrangements for this new set of songs for the second record, we decided that we'd like to hire an outside producer. And we had a great conversation with Ben Wish, who's, of course, produced a lot of records for a lot of people. And he guided us very well in bringing more things to our musical sound without obscuring the truth of our music at the center of it. You know, so we do have a bass player on this record. There's some cello lines. Ben played a little bit of organ, some harmonium. There's a percussionist. You know, but it all tucks in much more subtly than it might on, you know, like a pop CD or a country CD. You know, it supports the three of us rather than being a fuller band sound. I don't know. Ben's just a brilliant arranger, and he uses the recording studio in a way as an arrangement tool, you know. So we'd record a lot of music, and then he would sort of chisel away at it, keep removing things, until what emerged was the right sculpture. And I've never seen anybody mix a record that way. I've normally seen arrangements built upward, not, you know, recording a wall of sound and then whittling away at it, chiseling away at it until the sculpture of the song emerges.
That's that beautiful.
Kind of approach.
Well, it certainly worked.
It was nice. Yeah, it was great. You know, so Lady of the Harbor is fairly simple. It's bouzouki and cello and our three voices, and that's in essence all there is on that. A little bit of bass. Pushing Stones is a much bigger, fuller sound, you know, that really features Pat's slide guitar playing, and Greg's doing some interesting open tuning stuff on his guitar, and I'm doing some kind of funky things on the bouzouki that are probably illegal in some counties.
From this description on the one sheet, like Robert Johnson and Albert Camus co-writing while listening to Motown.
Yeah, it's fun music. It's good stuff, and it's fun to be making it together. Greg said at one point, being a poet, he's a literature major way back in the day, and at one point he said, you know, the thing that's special about this trio is that the music of Brother Sun is not resident within any one of us, but rather it exists space between them.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was incredibly elegant. Leave it to a lit major to come up with that.
Indeed. And with that elegant introduction, Pushing Stones by Brother Sun.
Woke up this morning, tell me, what do I see? Woke up this morning, tell me, what do I see? There in the mirror, the blue staring back at me. Ain't no use crying, sitting all by yourself. Ain't no use crying, sitting all by yourself. Well, the blues found me, and my love found somebody else. Well, it's hard pushing stones up that hill. Stop down low, 'cause they roll where they will. You can make it to the top, but the blues will have its fill. It's hard pushing stones up that hill. Gonna stay, and who's got to move along? Who's gonna stay, and who's got to move along? Clues I'm gonna leave before all my loving's gone. Well, it's hard pushing stones up that hill. Start down low, 'cause they roll where they will. You can make it to the top, but the blues will have its fill. It's hard pushing stones up that hill. I don't even know myself. Without my blues, I don't even know myself. Farewell, blues, you better find somebody else. Well, it's hard pushing stones up that hill. Stop down low, cause they roll where they will.
You can make it to the top, but the blues will have its fill.
It's hard pushing stones up that hill. It's hard pushing stones up that hill. It's hard pushing stones up that hill.
Welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. Visiting today with my friend Joe Jinks, one third with Pat Wichter and Greg Greenway of Brother Son, who will be at the Art Center this Sunday, April 13th, for a 7 p.m. concert, 919-929-2787, artcenterlive.org. You closed that last segment with the eloquent quote from your bandmate about essentially that the band was much more than the sum of its parts. How has being in Brother Son changed you as a songwriter and as a singer, Joe?
I think for me, you know, I once upon a time went to conservatory and studied both jazz and opera. And then I settled into a solo touring career that traveled a much narrower band in terms of what I did as a vocalist. And so being in the trio has given me, once again, a much broader path. You know, one moment I can be singing something that's like an old Appalachian hymn or, you know, something that's very quiet and gentle. And the next minute I'm just stepping on the gas pedal and going full on blues, you know, or gospel. And over the arc of an evening, I sing about 3.5 octaves between getting up on some high harmonies in my falsetto and, you know, imitating a string bass, singing way down low. And so for me, it's interesting as a vocalist because it gives me a lot to play with over the arc of an evening. As a songwriter, I think it has changed me and I would say all of us in some regards because we now have a very specific vehicle that we're writing for. You know, as a solo songwriter, you can just write whatever comes to you and then you decide where it goes. With the trio, there is a very particular medium that we're writing for, which is the instruments and the voices that we bring. And so I think it has focused all of us as writers in some ways. And I think we're all becoming a little more adventurous in some of the musical challenges that we take on as a result of that. You know, just the fusing of our respective differences in styles. Pat being much more steeped in blues and jazz, Greg much more in certain eras of folk and pop, and I think me much more in both classical as well as traditional Irish and Appalachian labor. And, you know, you bring all that together, and there is a very complementary synergistic space that creates.
Indeed there is, and y'all build on each other's strengths and the differences in your backgrounds, but yet you find so much common ground in the humor and humanity, and I think what sounds almost like a family sense of harmony you bring to the music. It's a beautiful thing in Brother Son, and we're all mighty lucky that the three of you found each other and decided to work together, and I am really proud to have y'all at the Art Center this Sunday, April 13th.
Yeah, we're very proud to be there. We're very pleased to be coming to Carrboro. And yeah, harmonies are just dead center for what we do. I mean, that's why we can sing a jazz song or a blues song or a gospel song or a rock song or, you know, an old Appalachian hymn. I mean, we can go any place because there is this unifying piece is the harmonies and the joy that we have in singing those harmonies together. So you know, we take on occasionally some fairly deep subject matter in our concerts, but there is an underlying joy that permeates our shows. That's a lot of fun.
It is, and a lot of fun for the audience. We'll see you Sunday night, the 13th at 7. Joe, thanks for being with us on the Art Spot.
Beautiful. Thanks, Art. Have a good one. See you soon.